I'm actually very shocked that nobody is talking about this. The movie Carrie. So there is this movie called Carrie that came out back in the 70s or the 80s or the 90s or something like that. It's an original movie. Go ahead and look at it, right? Check it out. I don't remember exactly what year, but Carrie was this teenage girl that was in high school who was very quiet, very shy, but she was abused at home, so she was very angry. There was a lot of anger built inside of her. Carrie wanted to be cool, low-key. If you watch the movie, you'll see like the subtle movements that she does that shows that she wanted to be a cool girl. All right, so she gets invited to prom by this cool kid. Cool guy asks her to prom. She's skeptical, of course, like, why me? Why are you, you know, asking me to prom? Eventually, she lets her guard down and she goes to prom with him, and she gets nominated to be prom something. She gets on stage, she's crying, she's happy, like, oh my gosh, this is happening to me. And then somebody pulls a string and she gets drenched in some red substance from head to toe. Oh, now Carrie is mad. She is mad. And that anger that was built up inside of her gets released. And the whole auditorium is set on fire. Everybody's running. There's pipes bursting, water on the floor, dead bodies, electrocutions. It was a hot mess. Now let's talk about this. No one is talking about the fact that Doja Cat has a picture of her in a red suit from far away, looking like how Carrie did in that movie. No one's talking about that. So let's get into it, yeah. Hey everybody, welcome back to my podcast, or welcome to my podcast if you've never been here before. So I have been waiting patiently, staring at my clock, watching the months go by for somebody to release some music. And so I woke up this morning around 4 o'clock, yawns, and I look at my Twitter and Doja Cat is trending again. So I'm like, yo, Doja was just trending 2 days ago. What's going on? Had to check to see what's up with Doja. And she released a song called Attention this morning. So I was like, yo, I gotta listen to that. I have to listen to this. And of course, Doja never disappoints. Never ever. It's like everything that she drops is a banger. Had to check out the music video. And the first impression was swaggy. She had on this leather jacket, cool glasses. She's driving this dope car. She got one hand on the wheel. And Doja, it's just something about her visuals. Like, let's not forget the visuals. She's in New York City. You got the city buildings in the background with the lights. It's dark. And then the car is driving. She pulls up to the side. And there's fans everywhere. But the fans, I can't help but to notice that these fans look a little funny. One thing about Doja, I don't know how she does it, but she makes her music videos look like you are in some kind of dream. You know, when you're sleeping and you're dreaming, everything looks fuzzy. Some people's faces look just a little weird. And it just like, it looks real, but not real at the same time. Like, I don't know how she does it. This girl is an artist, man. Like, and I say artist because she's very well-rounded. Like, her music is on point. Her lyrics are on point. Her visuals are on point. This girl puts work in to release to us. She doesn't just do things just to do it for it to be trendy. She does things because she wants to do it. She does things because she likes it. And that is what a true artist is. And that I can respect Doja for that. Every single song is a banger. Every single one. Now, Doja Cat is saying that she has an alter ego named Scarlett. And that's why I had mentioned Carrie earlier, because I do feel like there's a relation there. Carrie was quiet. She kept her head down. Doja Cat in the song mentioned that she stayed humble in the beginning of her career. Carrie gets upset and angry, of course. Doja Cat got upset and angry. Carrie released fire and anger. Doja Cat released fire. She just released a fire song just now, this song that I'm talking about. So I think that there is a relation there to this Carrie thing. And that alter ego, man, if Doja already, if she already releases bangers after banger after banger, and now we're about to see a different side of her, I'm just gonna sit back and rub my hands together like Birdman and just wait. I'm gonna just wait to see, because how? What is coming? You know, what is coming? I have no idea. But before I go, I just want to mention something, right? Just something real quick. She said in her song that you follow me, but you don't really care about the music. Man, it's crazy. Because like I was saying earlier, Doja Cat is trending on Twitter like every 2 weeks. And it's never anything good, right? And it's always people talking junk about the poor girl. And the thing is, I remember when she just came out, nobody was talking junk about Doja because she was thicker. She had that long hair. You know, she was shaking booty. Nobody was talking junk about Doja. But then all of a sudden, the poor girl loses some weight. She cuts her hair, you know, and then she shows some personality. And all of a sudden, everybody is screaming, mercy, mercy. Just being dramatic. But what the heck? I just don't get it. I feel bad for the poor girl. But you guys just released something, man. She's about to go crazy. She's gonna drop some bangers, some banger bangers. Anyways, go ahead and check out the song if you have not, and I'll talk to you guys later.